Okay, today is Yom Adapt HaZayin. Today's daf is sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. Marcel Scheinman, Zecher Nishmas Yisrael, Isser Ben Sion Ben Yaakov. The Shamam should have an aliyah. Okay, so we are in the middle of discussing, trying to prove that the Stam Mishnayos in Maseches Midos are authored by Rebbe Eliezer Ben Yaakov. And the reason why we got there is because we had other questions. We started the whole thing because we said stiros between Tamid and Yoma and Yoma and Yoma. So now we're bringing down apparently other stiros between, this one came between Tamid and Midos, was about where the Lishkas HaTloyim was. So, you know, whether it was in the south, the southwest corner or in the northwest corner. So we had explained, we said, oh, it's Machlokas of the Tanoim, the Mishnah of Midos is Eliezer ben Yaakov. So now the Mishnah is going to prove, the Gemara is going to try to get him to prove that the Mishnah is in Maseches, Maseches Midos is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. We're going to have two proofs. First one's going to be easy. Second one, they're going to be a little harder, and they're going to try to disprove it, and then it's going to stick. And that's basically going to be the whole daf, and then tomorrow's daf looks really short. Okay. So, we're starting from the words detnan, I believe, which is five or six lines down from the top on Tazayin. Detnan. Again, so now the Gemara is proving again that Maseches Midos is authored by Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. It says over there, Maseches Midos, Perek Beis Mishnah Hei. Ezra's Nashim. So the Ezra's Nashim, again, it's a portion before Shaar HaNikanor. Again, it's not just a women's section. It's called the Ezra's Nashim because that's where the women could go. They could go couldn't go any further. It happened on some of the places, but they would build like a balcony, and there would be women there, but it wasn't. It's called Ezra's Nashim. I saw Orech Meir Ushlosh Shemichamesh. Its length was 135 amos. Al Rocha Meir Ushlosh Chamesh. It was square. It was 135 amos by 135 amos. I'm sure everybody has pictures. Right? 135 by 135. The Arba Lishkos, Hayu, Abra Mixosan. There were four chambers, I guess, in each corner. Right? There were four chambers in each corner. Doesn't say the size. Umahayu Mishamshos. What was the purpose of each of the chambers? So, go in order. The Romis Mizrachis. So, the southwest one, he Lishkas HaNazirim. That is the Lishka of the Nazirim. What does it mean, Lishka of the Nazirim? It's not that they hung out there. It was used for a purpose for the Nazirim, which was Shasham Nazirim. We're talking about the Nazirim who have finished their Nazirus, and now they're coming to be makir their Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Shasham Nazirim Mivashlim Eshalmeyim. That's where they cook. I guess they're Shalmei Nazir, they have to bring the Shlamim, that they have to bring. Umigalchin Sa'aron, it's where they cut their hair. Umishalchin Tachas Hadud. There's a halacha that the hair has to be used sort of as the firewood for the cooking process. So they would throw the hair underneath the pot in the fire to use to cook the shlamim. Okay, now that was the one on the southeast. So if you're walking into the Beis HaMikdash from the east side, which was the entrance, this is the one immediately on to your left. That's the southeast one. Okay, now Mizrachis Tzvonis is the Lishkas Dir HaEitzim. So this, when you walk in, this is going to be the one that's on your right. That's the Dir HaEitzim. It's sort of like where they kept all the wood. What went on over there? There, Shasham Kohanim Bali Mumim Omdim Umaslim VeEitzim. That's where the Kohanim, who were Mum, they had defects, and they weren't allowed to service do the Avoda, but they would put them to work, and they would check the wood to pull out any worms, because you weren't allowed to have the worms on the Mizbeach. Machlokas Lachronim. The psul in the wood with worms, is it a psul because of the wood is deficient, or is it a psul because the worms can't go on the Mizbeach? I'm not sure what the Nafkamina is. Okay, so, Shekol Eitz, because the Gemara says, Shekol, what's actually the Mishnah there? Shekol Eitz, Sheishbo Tolas, Pasul Gavim Mizbeach. That's what they would do. They would put them to work. That's where, if you remember the Gemara Shkolim, one of the Kohanim found some sort of chamber. He wanted to go down there because he thought that's where the Aron was, and didn't end up too well for him. He didn't survive. Now, Tzfonis Ma'aravis, Haisa Lishkas Mitzoroyim. So Tzfonis Ma'aravis is when you walk in, it's going to be on the right side, the second chamber on the right side. That is the Lishkas Mitzoroyim. Again, that's not where the people with Tzaras would hang out. It's there with the Mitzoroyim who were healed. So they would have to come to the Beis HaMikdash, and they would have to bring their karbanos, and they would have to stick their thumbs in to get the oil put on them. So what they would do is they would come there, and there was a mikvah in there. So they would tovel there before, that's Rashi is going to say this. This question with Tzoroyim, Rashi says, Mefarish Bepirk and the Kaman, Shasham Mitzoroyim Tovlin Bishmin and Taharasan, they would go to the mikveh there for the eighth day of their Tahara, Kishabayim Lehiknis Yadayim Lebohonos. They would go even to stick their hands in. Even though they were tovel earlier, they would do an extra tevila over here, and they would come in, and then they would get ready to stick their thumbs in through the shar nikon or through the gate to get the oil put on their thumbs. Now, my rabbi's dromus, which is going to be in the on the left side, Amar Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov shachachti ma heisamish hameshes. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says, I forgot what that is. So the Gemara Rashi points out that must be that the whole Mishnah is the Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Normally, you don't say, oh, this Tana forgot something. The only reason why you would say that is he's the author. He's going through all the Mishnahs, and here he says, I forgot. But meaning, until now, it's been him. So Amar Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov shachachti ma heisamish hameshes. Avashol says, Bo hayu nosnim yayin v'shemen. That's where they would store the oil and the wine for Nesachim and for the menorah. The hi haisa nikras lishkas beishramya. It's called an Aramaic name. It was the house of the oil. Okay, but the proof is the fact that the Mishnah says that Rav Lezer ben Yaakov forgot what the purpose of this chamber was seems to indicate that the rest of the Mishnah until here was him. And since the Mishnah here is Stam, it's not authored, so therefore we're going to say that the rest of the Mishnahs in Midos also are Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. So it's interesting to point out that when kids start learning, they say, oh, Rebbe Rehuda Nasi wrote the Mishnahs. He did not write the Mishnahs. He compiled the Mishnahs. He took other Mesoros and put them together. Proof right here, Rebbe didn't write this Mishnah. This Mishnah is Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. He compiled the Mishnahs. He's not the author of the Mishnahs. Okay. So that's proof number one, that the Mishnayos in Maseches Midos are authored by Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. Now proof number two, which is a little more complex, but Hachinami Mestabra is also another proof that the Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, that the Mishnayos in Midos are Lezer ben Yaakov. Ditznan, you have the Mishnah over there. This is in Perek Beis Mishnah Dalin, right? The one that we just did now was Perek Beis Mishnah Hay. So this is the Mishnah right beforehand. And the Mishnah there says, Kol Haksolim Shehayu Sham, all the walls that were there in the Har Havayis, right, Hayu Gvoim, they were really, really high. The gates were only 20 amos, high. But on top of the gates, the walls extended. They were really high. All the walls were really high. Chutz Mikotel Mikosel HaMizrachi, except for the easternmost wall of the walls of Har Havayis. Not to say the Beis HaMikdash walls, but the Har Havayis wall, the retaining wall on the outside, that wall was a little lower because, why? Shakoin hasorif es hapara, because the Kohen is going to burn the para aduma. Omed bahar mishcha, he has to stand on Har HaZeisim, which is on the east side. You can actually go to Har HaZeisim and look at the line where this would be. You end up seeing a wall and then the dome of the rock, but you can see where he can stand in that place. He says omed bahar mishcha, which there on Har HaZeisim, which is to the east. That's where the Kohen would shech the para aduma, and he would face west. And he would look, he would have to be able to look straight. The doors would be open throughout all the doors in the Beis HaMikdash, and he would be able to look straight into the Heichal, into the Kodesh, at the time when they're sprinkling the blood. He would be able to have a straight line of sight. So this Mishnah is saying, in order for the Kohen here to have a straight line of sight, that wall couldn't be too high. That wall has to be a little lower, so he looks over the wall. So the two ways he can look there, either he can look through the gate. If he looks through the gates, if the gates are all lined up, he could probably see straight. Here we're saying the gates don't line up. We're going to prove that's Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. The gates don't line up. He has to look over the outer gate, and then he can look through all the other gates. Because basically they're saying that the Beis HaMikdash was on an incline. Right? It graded up. So you have different, every level there were steps that went up. So at a certain point, if it's going to be too high for him to see from where he is, he's going to end up seeing floor, I guess. He's not going to be able to see in. So the Mishnah is going to go through the measurements that he can see through. So the Gemara now is going to bring a bunch of Mishnayos. Based on these Mishnayos, it's going to explain why it was impossible for the Kohen to look through the gate, I guess, through the gate, the eastern gate of the wall of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it's going to explain why it has to be on top, and that's going to explain why it's Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. Right, the Tanan, but now the previous mission before that was Maseches Megillah said, Kol hapsachim shehayu sham, right? All of the gates, I guess, that were there in the Har Havayis, govan esrim amma, they're 20 amos high, not the walls, the gates, that's the doorways, the openings, right? They were 20 amos high, the rochaban esra amos, and they're 10 amos wide. Fine. Utnan, another one, another Mishnah there, lifnim mimenu. Okay, so this is now we're going to this, looking just at going through the layout of the Beis HaMikdash. It says over there, Lifnimi Menu. So you had the outer wall, which is the eastern wall, which we said was lower. Inside from that, you're walking east to west. You're walking into the Beis HaMikdash. So Lifnimi Menu, from the eastern wall, you have what's known as the Soreg. Right? The Soreg was like the sort of this nechitza that's made out of these wood pegs. That's written there, and that's the point where the non-Jews can't go further in. And Mar Shkolem said that the Hellenists broke 13 holes into the Soreg. That's what it is. Bitznan, it says over there, Lifnimi Menu. Then once you pass the Soreg, you have the Chel. You have the Chel, which is another area. There's the Chel, which is Achel Eser Amos. It's 10 Amos. Right, you have 10 Amos, the Chel itself, until I guess you walk into the Ezer Snashim. The Chel Eser Amos, Ushtim Esri Ma'alos Hayusham. And at 12 steps, now we're already starting to incline. We're going up. So at 12 steps, Hayusham, within those 10 Amos, Rum Mala Chatzi Amo, they are half an Amo high each step. So that means we're going up on an incline, 6 Amos. 12 times a half is 6 Amos. Vishil Chatzi Amo. Also, that's not enough, but their width is also Chatzi Amo. Okay, so that's fine. So now we're now six amos higher than we're from where we're standing outside. Okay. Then it says also chamesh esrei malos olos mitocha. Now there are another 15 amos that come up. Now you enter the Ezra Snashim. You walk through the Ezra Snashim, and now you're going to go up from the Ezra Snashim to the next level. Another 15 amos. 15 steps. Chamesh esrei malos olos mitocha hayodos me Ezra Sisrael Ezra Snashim. They go down from the Ezra Sisrael to the Ezra Snashim, basically from the Ezra Snashim up to the Ezra Yisrael, which is going to go through the Shara Nikinor. There are these 15 steps. Rum Mala Chatzi Amma. They are all half an Amma high, 15 times. So there's 7.5 Ammas high. Vishilcha Chatzi Amma. And their width is also half an Amma. So you see now the Ezra Yisrael is higher than the Ezra Snashim by 7.5 Amos. And it's higher than the eastern gate by 13.5 Amos. Because we had 6 plus 7.5. Vitnan. And then another Mishnah says, Bein Ulam Lemizbeach, between the Ulam, which is where the Kohanim are walking, to the Mizbeach, Bein Ulam Lemizbeach, Hayu Esrim Ushtayim Amo. It was 22 Amos, that was the depth, right? Ushtayim Esrim Malos Hayusham, Rum Malachatzi Amo, Vishil Chatzi Amo. There were another 12 steps that went from the Ezra's Kohanim, which is the area where the Mizbeach was, and the rings were, and then to go into the Heichal, right, from there, there's another 22 steps. Well, each of them is half an Amma, so 22 times a half makes it 11, right? Right, Vishilcha Chatzi Amma. So therefore, and so now we have, so you see that the opening of the Ulam and the Heichal is higher from the Ezra's Kohanim, I guess 6 Ammas, right? How many? Shtem Esrim, oh, it's 12 steps. Wait a second. It was 22 amos and the 12 steps. So you're adding another 6. We're adding another 6 amos. Okay? So that we add it together. Utnan. And then Rabbi Lezmer Yaakov says, Ma'ala ha'isasham. There was another step somewhere in there. There was another step. The Gavoa Amo, which was, I guess, an Amo high. V'ducha nasnu aleh v'bo shalosh ma'ala shalchatzi amo. There was a duchen over there. They were bringing this platform for them to duchen. Now we got to add up. We have to add up all of the heights, as we're going up to the grade. So he says it ends up being that there's 19 amos. It's 19 amos at all the steps combined. Plus Rav Lezman Yaakov adds another amma, I think, which makes it 20 amos. No, it was 19 and a half. There's 19 and a half amos, all of them. Plus, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov gives another amma for another step in there, so it's 20 and a half ammas. So you would be able to look through. You would be able to look through the wall. You would be able to look through the gate from the eastern side, because the highest point of the gate would be 20 ammas, and then if you look in 20 ammas, you'd end up looking into 20.5. You wouldn't be able to see the opening in Eicha. It's too high. You're being blocked. That's why the proof is going to be that's why he says that the wall is lower, so you look over the wall, and then you saw it straight in. That's what Gemara says. Iyamar Pishlama, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he makes sense. It's all good if we say that the author of the Mishnayos is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Hainu d'ikasile pischa. Now we understand why you would lower the height of the gate on the east, because you can't see through it. Because in addition to the 19 and a half amas of the grade, you also had another amma in there, so you wouldn't be able to see through it. Eli amat rabbanon, but if you hold the rabbanon don't have this extra step of an amma. So for them, the grade is only 19 and a half amas. So if you look through the gate out on the outside, which is 20 amas high, you could see straight through. You have a half an amma that you could still see. Right? Eli amat rabbanon, ha'ika palga da amsa. You still have half an amma. The mitzvizei pitka begave, that you can see through to see the opening of the heichal. You see that this is going to be authored by Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. So that seems to be the proof. Now the Gemara says, wait a second, maybe I can say that that Mishnah in Midos is authored by somebody else. We're going to try to disprove that it's Elazar ben Yaakov. We're going to now, and then we're going to knock off that proof. Rav Adda bar Ava Amar, maybe, Hamani, who's the author of this Mishnah? It's Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda holds that in the Ezra's Kohanim, I guess, he holds that the Mizbeach was smack in the middle. And it's the height of the Mizbeach would prevent someone from seeing from the eastern gate. You have to be, in order to see, you have to see over the Mizbeach, because it would prevent you from seeing into the Heichal, because it's smack in the middle and it's blocking the door. It blocks the doorway. Blocks the doorway into the Heichal. And so Rabbi Yehuda is going to sit at the Mizbeach in the middle of the Azara, and its height would block someone looking from the east to see it. Therefore, they had to have him look above the wall, because, I guess, looking above the wall, he would then have a little bit of a sight line to be able to look and see over and look over the Mizbeach, I guess. Right? Because the Mizbeach was 13 and a half amos high, I guess. It was 13 amos. It was 13 and a half amos higher than the eastern gate. And it was not amos high. The top of the Mizbeach is 22 amos, 22 and a half amos higher than the eastern gate. So since it's that high, then it would have to look above. You have to look above it, so you can be looking down through. Okay. The Tanya, we have the Braisa that says, in Tzvachim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mizbeach mimutza v'omid be'emsa hazara. The Mizbeach was placed and sat in the middle of the Azara, the middle between the going south to north, in the middle between there. Ushloshim ushtayim amos hailo. It was 32 amos. The top of the Mizbeach was 32 amos. It was 32 amos, right? Esar amos connected piskol shel ulam. The middle 10 amos of the Mizbeach lined up exactly to the 10 amos width of the door that opens into the ulam. So Esra Amos Kreg Epistol Shel Heichal, Achasre Amol Etzafon, 11 Amos to the north side, the Achasre Amol Etzarum, 11 Amos to the south side. So it's right smack in the middle. Nimtzach Mizbeach Mechuvan Kenegel Heichal V'Kosalav. So it comes out that the opening to the Heichal was completely blocked by the Mizbeach. I guess in order to get to the opening, you had to walk around the Mizbeach and go up the steps to get in, but you couldn't walk straight. Yeah, the Mizbeach was blocking you here. You had to go around to go up. Okay. So, according to Rav Adar Baba, we don't have to say that the Mishnah in Midos is talking about that the eastern wall is lower. I don't have to say the reason is because of the grade. When you talk about the grade going up, you could say that the reason is that you could say that there was no step there. Right, there's no, you don't have that 19, and so you don't have that extra step there that made it 20 and a half amos and made a problem for Elazar ben Yaakov. Maybe you don't have the step. Maybe the problem is the Mizbeach is the problem, and it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Mizbeach is blocking it. So maybe the author of that Mishnah that needs you to look above, over the wall, is Rabbi Yehuda, not necessarily Elazar ben Yaakov. The Gemara says, no. V'isak l'daitoch midos Rabbi Yehudahi. If you think that Maseches Midos is in accordance with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Mizbeach be'emtza azara mi mishkachas lei. You can't. Yes, that can be Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that the Mizbeach is in the middle of the Azara. But you cannot say that the author of the Mishnayos in Maseches Midos holds that the idea is we're trying to say that the Stam author Maseches Midos would be Rabbi Yehuda. If the Stam author Maseches Midos is Rabbi Yehuda, then we have to say that the Stam author Maseches Midos also holds that the Mizbeach is smack in the middle. But we're going to prove now that the Stam author in Maseches Midos does not hold that the Mizbeach is in the middle. Therefore, it cannot be Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore our proof stands that it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Right? V'isalka daitach midos Rabbi Yehudihi. If you're going to think and say that the author of Masechus Midos is Rabbi Yehudihi, Mizbeach be'emtz azar mi'mishkachasla, you're not going to find the Stam Mishnah in Masechus Midos where it's going to show you that the Mizbeach is in the middle of the Azara. V'hatnan, I'll prove it now. This is the beginning. This is in Midos Perek Hay, the first two Mishnayos. And again, it's to give the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash. So it says as follows. Kol HaAzara, the entire Azara, well, the Azara again is, it's the entire the Beis HaMikdash, is Haisa Orech Mea Ushmonin V'Sheva. It's 187 long, which means going from east to west, it's 187 Amos. Arocha Mea Ushloshin V'Chamesh. And it's width, going south to north, and north to south, is 135 Amos. Okay, Min HaMizrach L'Marav. Now we're going to go walk into the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to give the dimensions. Min HaMizrach L'Marav, Mea Ushmonim V'Sheva. It's 187. Mokom Drisas, this is everything besides the Ezros Nashim, right? Yeah, this is when you walk into the Ezros Yisrael. Again, the Ezros Nashim, you walk up the steps, go through the Shar Nikanor. Then you have the strip of Ezros Yisrael. Then you have the area of the Mizbeach. And then you have the Ulam, the big building, which contains within it the Kodesh, Kodesh Kodashim, and a little bit behind it as well. So that's what we're discussing now. So it gives you all the dimensions. So Min HaMizrach L'Mara, again, going from east to west, it's 187 Amos. Mekom Drisas Ragla Yisrael, where Yisraelim are allowed to walk, that's 11 Amos. That's 11. Someone keep count. That's 11 Amos. Mekom Drisas Ragla Kohanim, 11 Amos. Then there's another 11 Amos where the Kohanim, who are not doing the Avoda, that they can walk. Okay, so now to 22, right? Then Mizbeach, the Mizbeach is 30 Ushtayim. Mizbeach has 32. Mizbeach is a square. It's 32 by 32. This is Mizbeach is 30. So we had 22 plus 32. What does it give us? 54, right? So we have 54. Dein Ulam Mizbeach Esr Mishnayim. Between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, till you get to the building, is another 22. So that gives us 76. So now we have 76. Ve'haheichal, the Heichal itself, which includes the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is 100 Me'ama, is 100 Amma. So now we have 176. And then there's 11 Amos in the back. Behind it, the Achadisrei Amma, Achori Beis HaKaporis, there's 11 Amos behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That makes us 176 plus 11, gets us our 187. Perfect. So we have 187 in going east to west. Okay, fine. Now we talk about the width of the Azara. This is going, we're going to do this going south to north. Going south to the north. Min Hadarom Letzafon, we say Meo Ushloshim V'Chamesh. We're going to skip a little bit, and then we're going to go back to it. It's 135. Kevet HaKevesh V'Amizbeach Shishim Ushtayim. The Kevesh, which is the ramp that went up the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach itself together, are 62. The reason why they say 62 and don't give each one individually, because it becomes confusing. Because the Kevesh is 32 Amos, and the Mizbeach is 32 Amos. So that should give you 64. Why does it say 62? Because the top of the ramp overlapped the Mizbeach by two Amos. There was this little overlap. So it says that it's 62. So min ha-darom le-tzafon me'evishlosh v'chamesh ha-kevesh v'mizbeach shishim v'shtayim. That's 62. After the Mizbeach, you had space min ha-mizbeach avilat ha-ba'os to the rings. The rings are where they stuck the animals in to hold them down when they would do the shkita. So min ha-mizbeach le-ta-ba'os, that's shmone Amos. That's 8 Amos. Now we have 70, right? So we have 65 Amos left. Mokom HaTabos, where the rings were, is Esrim V'Arba, so 24 Amos. Now we have 41 Amos left, I guess. Min HaTabos, from the rings to the Shulchanos, they had these marble tables that they would put the Karbonos on it because it was cool, keep everything cool, this way they would wash it and do stuff on the tables. That's Arba Amos. That's Arba Amos. Min HaShulchanos La Nanasim, from the tables to the Nanasim. I think these were like these long pegs, I guess, that were in the ground. They would hang. I guess that's where they would hang up the. They would hang up the animal, and they would. That's where they would flay into the skins. They would skin the animals. That's Arba Amos. And then min hananasim lekotel hazara, from these long pegs to the wall of the Azara is 8 Amos. So we have. So now I have 21 Amos left. So the Amos are those 21 Amos. It's being kevesh ulekosel umakom hananasim. That is going to be on the back on the south side, you can have that before you get to the before you get to the keves. Okay, so you have all that there. So now the Gemara says, okay, great. So you have that. The Esau Kadaita, the whole thing we're trying to do now is prove that this cannot be Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Mizbeach is smack dab center in the Azara. So he says, the Esau Kadaita Midos Rabbi Yehudahi. If you think, if you're going to say that Maseches Midos is authored by Rabbi Yehuda, Mizbeach be'emtza Azara mi mishkachasle. How can you find that the Mizbeach is in the middle? Haruba de Mizbeach bedorum kai. Well, we just set, well, the way we just set it up, most of the Mizbeach has to be in the south. Right, you have 135 amos going across. So they know, they just figure it out. But it wouldn't work, the way you described it doesn't work with the Mizbeach being in the middle. Why? Most of the Mizbeach has to be in the south. Because when you, I guess when you count the, between the Kevesh and the wall, we had, what did we have? We had 11 amos, right? We had those 11 amos that we had to put over. We had 11 and a half amos left over. Yeah, so you had the 11 and a half amos left over. I guess so. So that 11 and a half, if the Mizbeach was more centered, then you would have more than 11 and a half amos on that side. The fact that only, they only have 11 and a half amos between the Kevesh and the southern wall means that the Mizbeach is skewed over more to the south, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, who would have the Mizbeach skewed more to the north in order to make it smack dab in the middle of the wall of the of the, of the Heichal. Right, that's, I think, how it works. I'm sure the diagrams are probably pretty good. Sorry?
The one in the Masifta has a three-dimensional one.
You have a three-dimensional one in the Masifta?
Yeah.
Which one? Which? Oh, over here. Right, so that's showing you that the Mizbeach, the way it's set up, the Mizbeach is not smack in the middle of the wall. Exactly. That's the one on page Tez Zion Amid Bey's base, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good pick. Yeah. So let me, 1 second, let me see that. Ah, so the way it's set up, so that's, it's all the way on the left, Marcel, that's Tess over there. That's Tess, is that 10.5 amos. So that 10, in order to have that 10.5 amos over there, you can only have that number if the Mizbeach is skewed over to the left. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mizbeach is skewed more to the right, and then you wouldn't have the numbers wouldn't match up. I mean, he could just disagree, but the, you see that the Mishnah, the author of the Mishnah in Maseches Tamid does not hold that the Mizbeach is in the middle. Therefore, El Olav Shema Mina, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he Shema Mina. You see from here that the author of the of the of the of the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because we had the proof that he has to look over the wall to see into the Heichal, because his grade is 20.5 amos high, and if he looked through the gate, he would only be seeing 20 amos, and he'd be blocked by half an amma, therefore he has to look over the top. So we just proved, again, even though yesterday we said that it was the author was Elazar ben Yaakov because of the Lishkas Flayim, and today we had two proofs that the author of Maseches Midos is Elazar ben Yaakov. Okay, stop here, second line on the top on Daf Yud Zayin.